Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue a message I began this week. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. These are the words that Paul gave to the Philippian church in the second chapter of the epistle. That's verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And as I shared at the beginning of the message, and I read the entirety all the way from 5 through verse 11, it says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And it goes on to say, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient even to the death of the cross. Why did he do that? Because not only that was, he knew from his Father, this was the Father's will, what he had purposed before creation to do, to offer himself as the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, but he also knew that he was going to release his people into their full destiny as a child of God. He, in order to accomplish those things, he had to have the mind of Christ. And I was sharing, that's why it's important for us to have the mind of Christ, because having the mind of Christ, Jesus was able to fulfill the complete and perfect and full will of God for his life. So is it important for us to have the mind of Christ so we can know what God's plan and purposes are in the various seasons of our lives. And that's why I've taken the time this week to just concentrate on what Paul was saying and what are the implications and ramifications and repercussions of having the mind of Christ. In the beginning of this earth and the formation of man on this earth, the words grave and death were words that didn't exist until man allowed his natural senses, his sense knowledge, to rebel against the express command of the Spirit of God. Satan, the evil master and liar of every age, came to Adam and Eve at their weakest point, their desire for knowledge. He portrayed visions of godlike knowledge to the mind of Adam and Eve if they would just obey their physical senses this one time and partake of the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, when man deliberately, consciously disobeyed God and partook of the forbidden tree of knowledge, man died instantly in his spirit. He simply lost not only the fellowship, but his capacity for God. At that very moment, the human race began to die physically, just as God said would happen if they disobeyed, and they have suffered loss and torment ever since. That's why Jesus came to rescue those who will turn to him. The five senses were actually used to separate the human race from fellowship with God. Our members are good, but the devil used that to tempt Adam and Eve to disobey God. There was the sense of seeing. Adam and Eve were shown the forbidden fruit. Eve saw that it was good and pleasant for eating. There was the sense of hearing. They listened to the voice of the serpent. They touched the forbidden fruit, and they tasted of its forbidden fruit. And when they did, they immediately lost fellowship with God, just as God said. For when the Lord came down into the garden to talk with Adam and Eve, they hid from the Lord. They were afraid. They were made aware. Satan took the five senses that God had blessed them with, that God had given to man, and used them to destroy their fellowship with God. When you think about it, that is pretty astounding that he spoke to their senses, the physical aspect of their being. And it began with the thought, it would be so nice to have God-like knowledge, wouldn't it? However, aren't you grateful that our Heavenly Father provided in the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, the atonement for the sins of mankind and the restoration of all things to the born-again individual? And when Jesus comes and calls for His bride, He's coming, beloved, for a bride. He's coming for a church, a body that is without spot, without stain, without blemish, without wrinkle. In other words, the people of God will be mature and perfected in Christ. That sounds like, perhaps to our minds, where things we're struggling with right now, an impossible thing, but it's going to happen because the Lord said it would. He's coming for a perfect bride. Hallelujah. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 through 18, "Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And 1 Peter 1 and 23 declares, "Having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed," he's speaking about us, "but of incorruptible through the Word of God." The Word of God is not only the literal scriptures in our Bibles that we hold, but the Word of God, the living Word of God, is Christ. So let me read that again. "Having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the Word of God, which liveth and abideth in me." Praise God. Ephesians 4 and 24 tells us to put on the new man, that after God has been created in righteousness and true holiness. If we're putting on the new man, that means our spirit has been born again. We are alive to God, alive to Christ. And that's why Paul is telling us in no uncertain terms in Philippians that we're to have the mind of Christ. Because if we don't have the mind of Christ, if we don't understand the truth and the power of the scriptures, our experience in the Lord is going to be greatly shortened as far as experiencing the fullness and the blessings and the abundance and the victories that He has for us. The born again spirit of man, this new man, has a new spirit. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, isn't that right? Scriptures tell us, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things, hallelujah, that are freely given us of God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 tells us that the natural man, you know, in the broadcast this week, I've been talking about the things of the carnal man, the natural man, that we can't receive the things of Christ. We've got to, that's why when someone reads the Word of God, if they're unsaved, it's foolishness to them because they can't understand it. Why? Because these truths, these eternal realities are perceived only with the mind of Christ. And when we are born again, we have been brought from death into life. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We have been given everything that pertains to life and godliness. God made sure that we weren't going to be lacking in anything. And so Let me just share. 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned or understood. So the natural mind still remains in our natural body, but it must be renewed that our lives may be fashioned after the likeness of Christ, our perfect pattern. That's why Paul says we've got to have the mind of Christ. If we don't have the mind of Christ, how can we do those greater works that he's called us to? He's called us to a life of fellowship with him, of power, of abundant joy, abundant fullness, of purpose. He has a plan for every one of our lives. Sometimes the devil just will beat us down and we think that we're so unimportant, insignificant to the kingdom of God. But that's not true, because every one of us are members, in particular the body of Christ. And that analogy of the physical body, if you had a little finger, just the tip of your little finger, that was not well, or it was missing through accident, you would not be the same. That every portion of your body, God designed in a natural fashion to work in harmony together. And that's how the body of Christ should be. Just because, Paul goes on to say, just because you want to be an ear, not if you're supposed to be, a hand. It's important. Or a mouth, a tongue speaking. We all have the places that God has chosen us to be. And we ought to count it a great privilege to allow his leading in our lives, that we can fulfill God's plan in us, which he had for each one of us individually before the world began. Hallelujah. What an amazing thought. Well, may we enter into his fullness through the mind of Christ. Well, we will continue and conclude tomorrow. I hope you can join me. And if not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and our broadcasts are archived there. Thank you for joining me, and know that I love you and pray for you every day, my prayer partners and my radio family. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.